With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader featuring a battle between two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the sport when Jackson and the Ravens welcome Watson and the Texans, followed by New England bracing for another tough road game in Philadelphia against the Eagles in a Super Bowl rematch. It's all starting with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Our toll-free hotline, 855-212-4CBS. Is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico like Big Daddy did. He went on geico.com, and in 15 minutes, he saved 15% on his car insurance. So, Big Daddy, I'm going to Sunday, instead of the NFL on CBS, the NFL Today at noon, I will be missing that episode of, JB and the guys, because I'm going to see The Irishman. Because did you hear about this movie, The Irishman, with De Niro and Pacino and all these guys?
Danny A, a friend of mine, is in that movie.
Danny Aiello?
No, Danny A.
Oh, who's that?
Danny Absecker.
Oh, I thought it was the other guy. Didn't you introduce me to the other guy,
too? I introduced you to Danny Aiello.
Right. Yeah. You introduced me to everyone. You introduced me to every person I know. Now, wait. So the girls that are in the movie... There's these two little girls that are in the movie. Mm-hmm. They're twins or something, and they're my my colon doctor's kids my travel agent's kids. So I'm friends with them. Mafia knows them. So his daughters are actresses. They're little child actors, and they're in the movie. Wow. So they're having a screening of it because I guess it comes out in theaters in New York and L.A. like right now this week, mm-hmm. And then like in Mafia said in a couple weeks it's on Netflix. So it's only doing a short run. But I heard this movie's incredible. It's like a 3.5-hour mob movie. It's like a mobster movie.
Yeah.
With Pesci and all these guys.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard, because I obviously De Niro, Pacino. Right. And
I'm going to see it. I'm missing the 1 o'clock games for that. Because I didn't say nothing. She's like, we're going to the movie. I'm like, yes, dear. Sounds great.
34C had it locked down already.
She had it locked down, which I don't have a problem with because I like, I really like movies.
Especially that kind of movie.
And I like violent movies and I like mobster movies. I'm constantly watching. The other night I watched a show on, it was actually on Prime. It was called Mafioso. It was bad, but it was, a couple of the stories were really good because they did a whole segment on Gotti.
Yeah.
And Sammy the Bull Gravano. And then they did stuff on Capone and. They did all these.
I like all that kind of stuff, too.
I love that stuff.
It's funny. I watched the Gotti stuff, and
right.
I know his son, and then his son is the MMA fighter, John Gotti III.
Right. Have you ever seen him fight Mafia? Do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah, I know who he's talking
about. Oh, Jesus. Mafia's having a meltdown in there. Never mind. We got a situation developing there, Big Daddy. Did you see that? He may have had a little slice of pizza caught in his action. But when he was back in the kitchen, of course, because we don't eat in the studio. But he had something caught in there from previous walks down the hallway.
The little piece of crust that got caught. But, yeah, he's, I think, fighting, the lower ranks, working his way up now. I think he's in, the regional circuit right now. But I've heard about him fighting.
So do they give him the business because of who he is or whatever?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I saw one fight and, just the name.
What did you think of New York back in the day when they had, the mob?
What did I think about it?
It's crazy, right?
Did it exist? Yes. And did I know people? Yes. Would I get into sharing any stories or anything? No, I would not. But, you saw it and it is what it is. It's like anything else. You respect and... You try
stay
to
out of the way.
Stay out of the way. Yeah, you try to survive.
Stay out of that. Stay out of the middle of that.
It's funny. Without mentioning names, one of the guys said to me, he goes, doesn't this guy know who I am? And when you hear that most of the times guys are not who they think.
Right, they're just.
And but this guy, I knew who he was, and I was like, I started laughing because even though he had the last name, and I'm not talking about John Gotti,
right.
But even though he had the last name, that was not him. That was his grandfather,
right.
Father, and all that. But as a joke, he said to me, he obviously doesn't know who I am. And I was just started laughing. I'm like, oh, Lord.
He didn't know who you were, though. That's the problem.
Well, he knew who I was because I knew who he was. So that was, we definitely had that connection and we knew. So I just gave him the old Heisman and do what you
so
need to
do.
So
all these guys know you in this city because of your business and because of your fame and your sports connections and all your clients. Or how crazy is that, that you ended up like in life doing that and having that kind of juice and friends? Like I've always said, I've told him, you've been on my show a million times. I've never met anyone that has more friends than you, like in sports, like that actually has that kind of connection to teams and sports and athletes, because most people don't get near them.
No, it's I'm blessed and I'm fortunate. I mean, you know, listen, I'm going to say this and it's going to make you laugh. Not to bring up negative things, but obviously, you know, you were at my wedding.
Right.
And who was at that wedding? You know, celebrities like you.
Right.
Joe Buck was there.
Right.
Bill Hemmer from Fox News was there. Who? Neil O'Donnell was there.
Right.
I mean, it was a who's who. And, you know, everyone was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you knew him and this and that. And, you know, Joe Buck and Michelle Bison were there.
I mean,
you know, Michelle. I went to Joe Buck's wedding to Michelle, you know, so it was like.
And Strahan's your best friend.
Yeah, he's one of my boys.
And what about Tuck? You still see him?
Actually, we were texting back and forth earlier, and you know, you meet more and more people, and it's funny. You have to know how to handle it. You know what I mean? Because you don't know who's meeting you for the right reason or the wrong reason. And you know what? Listen, I pay respects to everybody, and I always say, you know, I get the joke. Am I big enough to like be your client? And I'm like. What does that mean? Like, you have to weigh more than me or be taller than me? No. Listen, my mailman's a client, you know? So, whatever. I'm here to help whoever it is that needs help in regards to insurance.
How hard is it to get them as, you know what I mean? Like, when you, well, you obviously have the reputation to get them, but when you approach these new, let's say, younger guys, athletes.
It's a little difficult because, you know.
Because they think you're up to something.
Yeah,
or?
And they all have this, you know, I'm Tarzan, I know what I'm doing, or they surround
themselves. Thanks, I don't need your help.
Yeah, they surround themselves with people that don't know what they're doing. That's what happens a lot of times. And then afterwards, they seek help for, and most of the times they're seeking help for things like, I've lost every penny, or I've lost a big chunk of money. Or, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And listen, I only consult an insurance purpose and for insurance needs. I don't get involved in handling people's money. I don't pick stocks. I don't pick investments. I don't lead people to investments. I do one thing, and that's, and we try, my partner and I, what we try to do, our whole group, is just be good at one thing.
And that's it. So nowadays, how many athletes do you see, so people can better understand it, that that screw up the money. They really do. They blow all their money and they end up broke and homeless.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys. I mean, you know, because I'm privy to see a lot of things that I don't get into sharing, but you see stuff and you're like, are you kidding me? Like, you get blown away. You're like, that's impossible because you're looking at numbers that are
astronomical
that they've received or earned and they don't have nothing.
And then, like, guys like B-Hop, he fought forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, he literally fought into his 50s.
I was at his last fight.
He made a ton of money.
Made a ton of money, and he saved it.
So he's good to go.
He's good to go. He surrounded himself with the right people. He owns, a piece of Golden Boy, which is, you know, a cash cow. And, you know, he's like he said, they went through their rough times.
Believe me, they went through rough times, because, you know, all the guys that he fired—
Yeah.
Were the ones that made that company.
Yeah.
Like, so, I wasn't going to bring it up with him. I wasn't going to say anything. Here's the deal. So all of my friends that ran Golden Boy, when he fired them, that was the last time I ever did a fight for Oscar.
Got it.
Like, so it was just so unbelievable to me. I was like, what do I have to do with it?
Yeah.
All I do is promote fights like you do.
Yeah.
Like Oscar, that's his job, is to promote fights, mm-hmm. promote fighters. He's a promoter. So, and that's what B-Hop does. He's a promoter. Yep. So he works on the promotional arm of Golden Boy. Yep. And the thing is that when my guys and you know that were you know Schaefer, they were the business people. They were the business people. Yeah. He fired them and they went to war. And then those guys didn't work for like 2 years. And then they came back and started Ringstar Sports. And now Bruce runs PBC for Al Heyman. You know, Bruce Binkow is the man at PBC.
Yep.
And the PBC is enormous now. You see all their big fights they do on, mm-hmm. on Fox pay-per-view. They've gotten enormous.
Yeah.
And they're huge. So I actually think they're now, and I think Mafia would agree with me, they're a bigger player than Golden Boy now. And, you know, that's just all there is to it. And then you got Arum, and you got all these guys that do it. Did you notice, like, I'm surprised... I guess a little bit that he's stuck with him because he's had his fair share of problems. Your boy's been accused of rape multiple times, and he's been accused of the drugs and boozing like till no end. Like recently, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
That he's still lying to everyone and partying. That's the deal. People are saying he's just massively messed up, and that B-Hop's still in bed with him.
Well, again, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and then. You know, Golden Boy is an entity that's worth something. So, you know, it's like owning a piece of stock. You're going to...
Well, I won't deny that they still have good fights.
Yeah.
But he really only has, in my view...
Canelo, right?
He has one guy. The best thing he's got going for him is Canelo and Bernard Hopkins. What else does he have?
I don't know.
He's got a bunch of hacks.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his whole roster.
Listen...
I believe you because I know you would know. So.
I'm in the middle of boxing like no other.
Yeah.
Like there's very few people. Mafia, are you going to back me up on this? I've been to over 80 title fights. I'm at every fight. And I think like without a doubt, am I wrong? Our show's the biggest show there.
It is. I mean, if there's a big fight, you've been there. As long as I've been working with you the last 15 years or so, you've been at every big fight.
I'm at every fight, and so the first show they call is me because I've done every fight for 30 years. I worked with Don King, then I worked with Oscar for over 12 years, and then I went straight into and I've been with Showtime for 15 years, and I've been with PBC now for 7 years.
Got it.
So when I left Golden Boy, which I should have never, in my view, and I'm not even being a D about this, I should have never been involved in all that. Bedlam.
Yeah.
What did I have to do with it? All I do is go to fights and promote fights.
Yeah.
That's what he does. I always used to say to him, like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, dude, do you remember when he used to come on my show when he was like allegedly sober?
Yeah.
And then I would have him on the show and talk about all his problems and he loved me. And I always said to him, like, what happened, dude? Like, all of a sudden you don't know me anymore? Are you kidding me? After 15 years? Like, so he just got rid of everyone. He just freaked on everyone, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
The only one I like is B-Hop now. I've always loved him, but I always loved Oscar. I never understood why he, like, threw me out. I was like, what did I have to do with it? I got nothing to do with their business dealings.
Wrong person.
I just go to fights, man.
You know what happens? A lot of times the wrong people get in someone's ear.
Right.
And they say, oh, you should get rid of this one, that one. And half the time, 90% of the time, that person doing all the talking is...
I think actually that I think Canelo's actually creeped out by him because people have asked him, and he's like, "I want nothing to do with talking about his life out of the ring."
Well, I saw that thing where they were at the weigh-in, and he wouldn't even look at him. I was like, "Whoa!"
He just wants to fight, and I think he's one of the best fighters in the world. He's top five in the world without a doubt because it's Lomachenko, Crawford, Spence. And then a lot of people think, you know, Wilder is in that group. And I, without a doubt, Canelo's in there.
Got it.
He just destroys everyone they put in front of him.
I used to love Kovalev.
I loved him too. We loved Crusher Kovalev.
Who
was our boy, Carl Frosch? Did you ever meet him?
No, I never met him, but I love
him. Another one I love. He's a great guy, killer fighter.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fight anymore, but he was a great guy. He had a really hot wife too, I got to tell you.
So, you know, one of the guests we have coming...
is Roger Goodell.
Well, that one, but to the gala is Zab Judah.
I know Zab.
I've never met him.
Oh, he's really cool.
Yeah, I know
he's as cool as B-Hop.
Yeah, I know he's coming. That was on the guest list.
Mafia, do you remember the Zab Judah interview?
Yeah, I do remember that one. That was a little rough.
I did an interview with him at Wines in Vegas. It was really funny. So let me ask you this. I got to hurry here. I got to break. What is the deal with your boy, the ghost, Roger Goodell? He's been invisible all year. No, how'd you get him out of the woodwork to come to your event?
Well, you know what? Listen, I know Roger a long time, and between myself and Dino, who knows Roger very well as well, you know, we told him what was going on, and I said, "Yeah, I'm here. I am. I've never emceed an event, so now I'm emceeing the event." And it was kind of funny. He's like, "Really, you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you." I go, "Roger, you said the same thing Strahan said." He goes, "I want to hear how you got this gig, Big Daddy." You know, and then I said, "Well, we're honoring Dino." And then, funny thing, he says to me, he goes, "On a Thursday night," he goes, "You know, we have football. That means I got to work." Listen, come before the game, and show up and represent. So, boom, there we go.
And he's gonna come. That's great. With all this Park Avenue cronies that can't get a replay right. What's that guy's name again? I hate that guy. The guy that...
Riveron.
He needs to get on a river and keep going the wrong way. That guy's... I will never understand the calls they make in the NFL. They've ruined the NFL with all these refs, these flags.
Yeah, I don't...
The game's about refs now. It's not even about players anymore, big plays. We'll come back. I want to talk about that fight that broke out, and Garrett hit Rudolph in the head with a helmet. That's got to get that guy suspended.
Oh, that's got to be.
That's major. He attacked him.
He assaulted him
with a helmet. That's got to be big-time suspension. 855-212-4-CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Big Daddy in here laying the groundwork for later tonight, looks like.
No, Big Daddy's going to crash hard.
You going to go to bed?
Yeah,
you're
Big
go
Daddy's
soft on me.
Yeah, I've had a long day today,
So tell me about your boy Stray. How about this guy?
He's just the hardest working man in
nice
television.
Guy. What a
nice
great
guy. Great
guy.
Been a brother to me, been everything to me, and supportive in every facet of my life, I have to honestly say. And he's a sounding board, and he gives good advice.
So he does Good Morning America.
Does Good Morning America, does Kiki and Sarah and Michael.
What do they call that show?
I think they just called it by their names.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do that.
Kiki, Sarah, and Mike.
And Michael, yeah. And then he does, like tonight he did Fox NFL Thursday. And
he does Sunday too, doesn't he?
Then he flies to L.A., does the Sunday show, and flies back to be at work Monday morning.
So he does, and does he fly that, first class and commercial?
No.
Is he flying like NetJets or something?
Yeah, he does his own thing, yeah. He has to because you have to worry about, commercial flight not getting back and this and that. So it's just he gets back and forth however he has to.
So he does it his own way or does ABC do that?
I don't know all the particulars, but, yeah, he gets – wherever he needs to get to, he gets to.
So he goes every single week of his life cross country to LA and back.
Yeah, every week. Not
so
every week.
He goes out there Saturday and then does the show Sunday and then flies back right after the show.
Yeah.
So when the day's over on Fox, he hits the plane and comes right back.
Comes right back.
And then has to be at Good Morning America like 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning, yeah.
Every day of the week. And then he's there till like 2 or 3 o'clock because he does that. Isn't that show at 1 o'clock or is it 12?
Yeah, he does a 1 o'clock show.
So,
and then between that and also with that, all that going on, he does,
the new show with A-Rod.
And he does the $10,000 pyramid?
Yeah, but that's just in the summer, right?
I don't know. Seasonal, I believe.
Isn't that the summer's when they show all those game shows?
Yeah. So it's
because I used to do Wipeout and Downfall back the day. Remember when they had it was a 2008 World Cup and I was working at Howard Stern and I was the voice of Wipeout and Downfall. I did all the commercials and the World Cup.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I got to do it for an entire summer. It was awesome. I made a boatload of money. And I got on ABC every day. It was crazy. Everyone heard me doing those commercials. It was crazy. Ever since then, I've been homeless. I have nothing going for me. So, what did you think when you saw Mason Rudolph get hit in the head by Myles Garrett with that helmet? He's done.
Well, then
Pouncey's done too. He was kicking and punching.
But I think Pouncey's sticking up for his quarterback. I mean, obviously you're not supposed to be kicking and punching, but he did what he had to do. And listen,
you've never kicked or punched anybody, have you, recently?
No, not recently.
Not in the last 6 months?
I've come close, but that's another story for another day. But
we'll just keep that one at the restaurant, not on the air.
Yeah, exactly. But, for a player to grab a helmet and hit another player over a head,
Where did you tell me again about your playing days?
University of Maryland,
right.
86 through 90. And but I never grabbed anyone's helmet and hit them all.
Can you believe how bad their football program is? But it's like a basketball school now.
Yeah, Maryland. No, Maryland's a lacrosse school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, listen, one year we won the title in men and women's. You know, Dino, speaking of Dino, Dino was at the Ohio State game. He was, like, ready to leave at halftime.
But they lose by 80?
Well, something. They were 49-0 at half.
Right.
I was like, oh, my Lord.
It's bad, right?
Well, you know what? I will tell you about Mike Locksley. He will recruit talent there. You know, he's playing with the hand he's dealt.
Why don't you go back there and coach?
I'm beyond my coaching days.
No?
Nah, I couldn't do it. Even if it was...
So when you got done playing and yeah. your career was over and you got into this estate and insurance and mm-hmm. handling guys' careers... And you've done it now for like 20 years.
20-something years,
Do you feel like, is there happiness and fulfillment in it for you? Do you enjoy it still, the grind? Because you're always on the road. Like, you're at the airport more than NFL teams.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, listen, I'm going to Florida this weekend. It's work, pleasure, whatnot. Listen, everyone has to get out of bed every day to do something, and that's what I do.
Right.
And I do enjoy it, and I like it, and... you know, it's and so many other opportunities have come up with businesses and whatnot. And TV
now you used to have an office over there in Midtown that I used to go to.
Yeah, the one on 40. Now I'm two blocks away. I'm on 42nd and 3rd. I used to be on 45th and 3rd.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
That's where you went. But I'm down two blocks, and you know, we have a full. Whole floor.
What was
there.
That guy's name that was sharing that place with you? That he did the same thing you did.
Bobby Hotelling.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is he Hotelling? He's still over there.
No, I don't know where he is.
You don't have nothing to do with him anymore.
No, no.
So you just broke off and started your own things. Without any like sharing or any.
Nope. That's
you it. Like it better that way.
Yeah, I do.
So did Lewis, your brother, ever want to get back into business with you? Like, to run it together. Did you ever try to get that going again?
No, we haven't.
Because he does the same thing now, competing with you.
Yeah, he does, but, I mean, it's...
Have you ever had to, like, slice his tires or anything?
No. It's kind of funny.
Cyanide in his drink or anything?
No,
Vaseline in his dinner?
Boy, I'll tell you, remind me never to come back to your house for dinner. Jeez.
You've been to my house to party.
Yeah, I've been there, the pool and the...
Right. I left that house. I bought a bigger house now.
Oh, you left
it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I left that house that you were at, and I live in Paul Traub's neighborhood now.
Oh, okay, got it. I see
him in the streets now walking my dog.
It's funny. He's Paul's a great friend, and, you know,
right.
I lean on him for a lot of things.
He knows me. I live right around the corner from him.
No, he's told me. He goes, hey, you know, I ran into Scott and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
he
funny.
He has to go by my house every day to get to his house. So,
got
like,
it.
I live, like, when you come into the neighborhood, you got to go all the way up into a stop sign. You got to go left to go into where the rich people live. I live right at the edge of the rich people.
Listen, we're going to have to sit down and reevaluate your estate.
We got to look. We got to look at what's wrong with my planning.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
We got to take another look at my finances.
We got to make sure 34C is not underfunded.
It's true. I got to pay for these kids to go to college.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Everybody's catching on. Everybody's doing it. PharrellOnTheBench.com is taking over the best site for picks. Top shelf results, killer price, unequal football snacks, hoops. It's a slam dunk. Hockey winners, boxing, MMA, we're a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Every single week in college football of the entire season, I've been in the 60 percentile bets covered bracket and over 65% literally for the season in college football. 70%, 5 of the 10 weeks in the NFL, I had a 79, a 77, a 71, a 71, and a 70% week in bets covered. So I'm the man, whether you like it or not. Sign up, hide the money from your wife. You're going to need to. So turn his mic on. Here we go.
So tell me, Rutgers, Ohio State this weekend.
They're getting 52. They could get beat by 60 easily. Carver, how do you think they'll put 65, 70 on them?
I certainly hope they do.
You hope they do.
Are you on the Shiano gravy train?
No, I'm just not a Rutgers guy personally. I don't root for them, but I think that they absolutely have to bring Shiano back. Like he's the only person who's ever won there. He's the only person who knows how to win there. And he's not going to get a job anywhere else.
And he's the only guy that will raise the money to build that new indoor facility that they need.
Sure, which is why he's talking to the governor and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're good friends with Eli. How is he taking all of this?
You know what I always do when it comes to stuff like that? I never bring it up. That's what keeps people friends with, you know, because I've been through this with a lot of guys. When you don't bring it up, unless they do, that's how you stay friends.
That's great advice. So if you bring that up, they're probably sick and tired of hearing it and talking about it.
Everyone and their mother talks to everybody when it comes to that about that situation, regardless of who it is. And it's better, why be like everybody else? Because they're looking for you to be a friend, not to be a sportscaster or you know, news guy.
So what do you think of it off the record, like without him, you know, like without stabbing him in the back? Like what? How do you feel about him?
Well, it's...
Because you love him as a friend.
The guy brought us two Super Bowls. Won two Super Bowls here.
Against Brady.
And, and I just think that I don't think his time was up. That's me personally. Now, I have a relationship with Daniel Jones. And it's a funny story, which I'll share.
Right, go ahead.
You know, when Jimmy was at Princeton, Jimmy recruited him.
Really?
And he was signed, sealed, and delivered to go to Princeton.
Really?
Then Duke comes along and says, we'll give you the preferred walk-on deal.
Right.
So he left Jimmy at the altar and went to Duke. So here I am at the Super Bowl last year in Atlanta, and someone says, hey, Daniel, do you ever meet Big Daddy? And, you know, he's like, well, does Big Daddy have a real name? And they're like, yeah, Rich Salgado. So he comes over and says hi to me. He goes, Salgado? He goes, wait a minute. He goes, are you related to Jimmy? I'm like, yeah, I'm his oldest brother. And we just started laughing because, you know, then he got drafted by the Giants.
Right.
And then we got to meet, and I ended up speaking with his father and talking about business and whatnot. And it was kind of funny. He goes, yeah, you know, we don't want to leave you at the altar like we did your brother. You know, that was the big joke.
Right.
And when I met Daniel again when he was here, we, you know, my brother still texts. They still talk. So they have a relationship, and it's, you know, it's all good. It's like we're all in the football family.
So what's going to happen to Eli? Is he just going to,
you know what,
retire?
Listen, I'll tell you, I love some of the people that always say, are you going to blame it on Eli? You're going to blame it on Eli? Eli's not playing, so you can't blame it on Eli. All Eli has done is won for this team, for the city, or, you know, for the Giants. And obviously, Brady being the exception, not many quarterbacks play that long in one place. And do I think it's his time? No, I think he could still play. But does he want to? That I don't know.
Are you you're friends with Brady and all those guys, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Tom and I go back along, you know, from his college days.
Right.
You know, and his father was in the same
business. How long do you think that he'll, because today his trainer said he wants to play till he's 46 or 47. I thought the original was 45. Now he's going to play till he's 80? Like, what do you think? Like, seriously, how much do you think he's got left in him? Because he's still got it.
He's still got it, man. And they win. And
you can see it in his legs, though, that he's getting old.
Yeah, they protect him, but listen, that's a day-by-day thing. You know, he may win it again this year.
But then, you don't think he's leaving that team ever, do you, to go somewhere else?
I don't think so.
Like Montana did and all of them, Favre. They all did it.
They all did it, but I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know.
Do you think that team's going to win it again?
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I got a big chuckle when they announced Shakira and was it J-Lo performing?
They're doing the Super Bowl
halftime. And then someone said, well, you also left out the other act, and the other act is Tom Brady. He's going to be performing in 1, 2, 3, or 4 quarters. You know, and I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
But, he's always in the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's...
So what do you think of the Colin Kaepernick saga and the workout this weekend? Do you think he'll get a job in the NFL again? Do you think he was colluded against? I do.
I don't know. That's a tough question. I think
the billionaire white man's owners, that club of those nasty billionaires, they I guarantee you they talked to one another and said, keep him out. We're not going to give him a job. You don't give him a job, I don't give him a job. He ain't going to play in this league, and he can have his protests all he wants. That's what they did to him, as sure as I'm sitting here.
Got it. Well,
you can't even deny it. That guy get thrown out of football? He's better than at least 60% of the bums that are backups now. I mean, they got some hacks playing in this league. It's really bad.
Well, listen, you know what? At the end of the day, the owners own the league. Roger works for the owners.
Right.
And then that's it is what it is. So,
are you friends with Breeze?
No, I don't know Drew at all.
You don't know him at all?
Him, I don't know. I rarely say that about not too many people.
And what do you think of the Rams, how they've fallen on hard times?
Well, you know, they let our boy go, Saffold.
Right.
You know, he got big payday and went to Tennessee.
How's he doing?
Last game I saw, he was hurt, so I don't know.
But he made a fortune playing with the Rams.
He made a fortune both places. I mean, you know, his agent did a good job, and they.
How's his dad doing?
He's hanging in there, man. You know, he had some medical issues.
Really?
But, yeah, he's doing okay.
You know, how about our boy? Your boy, what's his name? What was the guy? Ron Anderson. He went out to Arizona State with. He's the athletic director at.
You
remember the guy we went to with Dimitrov to dinner?
Yeah, Ray Anderson.
Ray Anderson. He went with Herm Edwards to Arizona State.
Yep, he's in Arizona State. They were on fire at the beginning of the year.
When's the last time you talked to?
I haven't talked to Ray. I saw Ray, I think last year at the NFL owners meetings because they were in Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't.
Can you believe he went to college? Went back to run a college.
Well, listen, Arizona State's not a bad place.
Well, no. I mean, 34C just went to Scottsdale for a week with her friends, and they were sleeping with men they don't know. It was probably a good time for them. But it's great weather out there. It was awesome.
Yeah, the weather's nice out there.
Tempe's nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So,
who went there? My boy, Scotty Graham, The Rock.
Right.
He's associate AD. He went out there,
What do you think of the job Herm Edwards has done as a college football coach? Pretty good.
Yeah, I think, you know what? He's got a charismatic attitude. And I knew he wouldn't have a problem. And then, you know, recruiting. Then you bring in Kevin Mawai, Hall of Famer. And you bring in Antonio Pierce, who's a Super Bowl champion and leader. So you knew they were going to get talent there.
So what about the King? How much longer do you think he's going to play?
Henrik? I don't know, man. I thought G there. What's his name? His backup.
Grigoriev.
G-Man. Was going to come in and step in. But, hey, listen, now they're starting to question if they have the right coach. I mean,
He's been an institution in New York as a goalie.
Henrik, yeah, that is – you might as well just hang his jersey up as soon as he hangs it up.
Right.
I mean, that's a respect.
Can you believe he never won it, though? He went. He went to the finals, but he didn't.
I'll tell you one thing, that last game when they lost to the Kings, he was on last gasp. He played his heart out.
Right.
I mean, I know the goal that he gave up when they lost. He was like on his own. He was back there by himself.
You've always loved hockey, too.
I've always loved hockey. You know what? My brother Lewis will tell you, one of his biggest thrills was I took him and his wife to see the Penguins play against the Rangers.
Right.
And it happened to be the night Lemieux banged in five of them. Right, so the place empties out in the second quarter period. I told my brother, now you're gonna get to meet Big Boy because we're gonna go downstairs. Mario's in the middle of doing interviews and this and that. And he's like, he stops. Hey, Big Daddy, what's going on? Oh, that's your brother, right? Yeah, come over here. And my brother was like,
Well, that's my favorite player of all time.
Oh, let me tell you,
he's always been great to me.
He's been
nicest guy ever.
Nicest guy ever, and. You know, a funny story one time was we're in Pittsburgh, and Neil O'Donnell says to me, hey, get me Mario's autograph. And I'm looking at him like, what are you kidding me? You're the starting quarterback of the Steelers. What do you need me to do that for? And he was just like, no, but it's Mario. And I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, he was still playing and had his picture on that mural up there. And we used to drive by it all the time.
He doesn't like after his career. Like, so one night he did my show on my 50th birthday. He did.
I remember you had everybody and their mother called.
He was there that night, and he doesn't like doing interviews after his playing career is over. He's the owner.
He's
but
the owner.
He doesn't like doing interviews. He doesn't like the whole media thing.
No, I don't think he ever did, actually.
But he's a very private guy.
Very private.
But he's kind of turned Crosby. Crosby's a class act, too. He really is, whether people like him or not. The guy's a great. Did you see him give that car to that chick?
Yeah.
That's who he really is. That kid's the nicest guy you ever met.
No, I listen.
Remember, he lived with Mario.
I've had the good fortune. One time, it was funny, I went to pick up Daryl Sador.
Right.
And Daryl's like, dude, we're trying to get a cab, man. We can't get one. Can you give us a ride? I'm like, oh, well, who? All of a sudden, I'm in my truck. Seven guys jump in, and Sydney's in the front seat. And he's like, they couldn't flag a cab to save their lives. And they're like, we got to get to the arena. I'm like, come on, let's go. So I drop them off, and then I went back to Long Island. You know, they had a game. They're playing the Rangers.
Right.
So it was kind of
fun. Do you still go to games?
Yeah, I went to I've already gone to one Island game. I haven't been to the Rangers yet. Which I will.
Carver, I was happy to hear that you went to an Islander game as opposed to the other locals.
Yeah, I went. They played at the Barn, so I went over there to see. And I was fun. It was funny. I was sitting. DiPietro was like two rows from me.
Right.
So we were catching up. We were kind of laughing how, you know, they should be playing there.
Right.
I mean,
full time.
Full time. That's really. That's hockey. That's what your fans.
All right, listen. I gotta get you out of here. I love you. Congrats on everything. Good luck at the St. Regis Thursday night. Anybody can get involved.
Anyone can get involved. You can go. There's still tickets online, but it is gonna be a great event.
All right. Yeah. Do you know the website people can get the tickets?
Off the top of my head, I do not.
You give it to me, and then I'll
give it to you, and we'll let you.
It's good to see you, Big Daddy. I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks for the Umbertos.
Of course,
it hit the spot.
It always does.
All right, there he is, Rich Salgado, Coastal Advisors, Big Daddy, the one and only tonight on the bench, our special guest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.